Okay, Alexander, we have more news for Hunter Biden. He has been subpoenaed over his connection to Burisma, as well as close to two dozen other entities in four total investigations. Not only Burisma, from what I understand, his dealings with China as well. And we have emails that came out the other day where it shows that he was, I believe it was, he was office hunting, I guess would be the proper word. And he sent emails to the office, the tenants, I guess the people that are managing the offices. And in those emails, he talked about having keys made for CFC officials, his father, his brother, and basically they would all share office space. They would all share office space, which is, I don't know what to say about that, but hey, there you go. They're all in business together. So you have this, you have massive reports of Chinese infiltration and spying within the US. And here you have this other story of Hunter Biden and his brother and what it appears to be his father doing significant business with this Chinese energy cutout called CFC. And it all looks really, really bad. What makes it look even worse is that these investigations were going on for 2 years. So Barr's claim that he didn't want to notify anybody about these investigations, or he didn't want these investigations to come out into the open because he didn't want to get involved in election interference like that of Comey during 2016, is simply a lie. It's just a lie. There's no other way to describe it. He's lying.
Yes, he is. Can I just say, I mean, this is now being picked up, this claim of Barr's that, he couldn't do this because we were so close to the election. That he's basically falling back on, that Comey acted inappropriately by disclosing just before the 2016 election that the whole business of Hillary Clinton's emails, the missing emails, that had been reopened, and that this was somehow wrong and inappropriate, and therefore he wasn't going to do the same thing. It is wrong on many counts, on multiple counts, even though I notice, and this won't surprise our viewers, and of course it won't surprise you, that it's now being picked up by the Republican establishment. I've seen the Washington Examiner, for example, saying that Barr acted perfectly correctly and properly. Please remember a number of things. These investigations began in 2018 before Joe Biden became a candidate for the presidency of the United States, and the Democratic Party's candidate for president of the United States. First of all, I think it is all but inconceivable that Hunter Biden and Joe Biden were not aware at some much earlier stage than they now claim about these investigations. The claim that they didn't know about these investigations for 2 years, which is what I understand Hunter Biden is saying, is simply not credible. Even if you are not formally told about those investigations, something is going on in the background. People you know have been contacted, papers have been looked through. You find out. I mean, I can say that because, again, I have experience of investigations of this kind. I know how they work. I know about the way in which information inevitably and invariably gets back to the person under investigation. So they knew. If they weren't told, they weren't formally told, it was not in order to prevent them knowing about this investigation. It was done so that to give them plausible deniability. That is one. And by the way, Barr would have been involved in all of that because we're going all the way back to 2018. Secondly, and more importantly still, There are national security implications involved in this investigation. We've discussed China, its involvement many times. Given that there were national security implications, after all, Hunter Biden is the son of Joe Biden, who is the former vice president and who is somebody, still a prominent politician in political circles, somebody with, you know, access, who had previous access to classified information at the very highest level. Remember, he was vice president. So in theory, when he was vice president, he could see anything. At the very least, the FBI and the Justice Department ought to have informed him, and certainly they should have informed Congress. So again, the fact that supposedly that he was not informed was intended, it seems to me, to give him plausible deniability. Thirdly, as we know, last year the Democrats initiated investigations of Donald Trump connected with his telephone call to to Ukrainian President Zelensky, and those investigations involved allegations about Hunter Biden and things that Hunter Biden was supposed to have said and done whilst he was in Ukraine, and money that he was receiving from Burisma and from Zlochevsky, the owner, the Ukrainian oligarch, owner of Burisma. And all of this was, you know, apparently also the topic of the investigation. Now, the Democrats were alleging that Donald Trump was trying to instigate an investigation of Joe and Hunter Biden. And we, you know, we've talked about this at vast length in our various programs. That wasn't actually strictly true. But they were making the issue of Hunter Biden and Joe Biden as the central focus, and they were portraying Joe and Hunter Biden as innocent victims. It would have made a huge difference to Donald Trump's defense if the fact during those impeachment proceedings that Hunter Biden and Joe Biden were under investigation had been disclosed. And it wasn't disclosed. Still wasn't disclosed. So by not disclosing it, they interfered in the investigations. And then last but not least, during the election itself, we had the information about Hunter's laptop. Hunter's laptop had surfaced. There was information provided about the laptop to the FBI. The laptop was given to the FBI. The allegations were being made current. There were claims made during the election by Joe and Hunter Biden, or at least not so much by Joe and Hunter Biden, but by people who were associated with them, that this was not true, that this was all a Russian disinformation exercise, There was also these claims were then repeated by Joe Biden during a presidential debate. Those claims were false. And again, the FBI and the Justice Department did nothing to refute those claims being false, other than issue very weak statements saying, you know, that this was not a disinformation, Russian disinformation exercise, allowing that untruth about Russian disinformation to continue to spread. So the important thing to understand is there were national security reasons why this investigation needed to be disclosed. And secondly, by failing to disclose it, they were allowing untrue things to happen, first to the president in the impeachment, and also during the election, And remember, interference in the election can be done by omission as well as by action. The fact of the matter is, Joe and Hunter Biden should have been formally told by the FBI and the Justice Department way back in 2018 that Hunter was under investigation. Congress should have been told, the Democratic Party should have been told, and perhaps at that point, given the national security implications of all of this, Joe would probably not have become a candidate for the presidency. Barr was Attorney General from 2019, so he was implicated in these decisions. I've gone through it very methodically. I'm sorry that's taken a long time to explain, but what Barr is saying is simply not sustainable. You cannot accept it as true.
Barr was in on it for 2 years plus. He knew what was going on. The Department of Justice knew what was going on. Keep in mind that during that two-year period, you had Russiagate, you had Ukrainegate, and Barr knew what Hunter Biden was up to. Hell, we knew it in 2014, what Hunter Biden was up to. But anyway, the Democrats knew too. The Democrats must have known that he was under investigation, as did the Republicans, but they kept the entire, in my opinion, they kept the entire charade of Russiagate and Ukrainegate and a Biden candidacy going. They kept it going. I think, in my opinion, this is just my opinion, I believe that everyone was in on it, not a month ago or 2 months ago, but they were in on it 2-3 years ago. And when I mean everyone, I mean everyone. The Republican establishment, the Democrat establishment, the DOJ bar, everyone except the Trump White House. This wouldn't be the first time they kept things hidden from the Trump White House. Remember Syria and how they hid things from the Trump White House then. So I think this was a long game play by the swamp to get rid of Trump. That's what I think. I mean, I'm going through a Google search. Every single mainstream media outlet from Yahoo, CNN, Fox News, The Sun, you name it, Politico, all of them, the Daily Mail, they're all reporting now on Hunter Biden's corruption and his connection with the Chinese, as well as Jim Biden's connection with the Chinese, as well as Joe Biden's connection with the Chinese. Just here's the headline from the Daily Mail. Hunter Biden called Father Joe and Uncle Jim office mates at building he planned to share with an emissary for chairman of Chinese energy company, new email claims. A month ago, this story would have never seen the light of day. There is a reason they're putting this stuff out. This has all been one big plan in order to get to some sort of end result. Trump out, Harris in. I don't know. Maybe that's the plan. The Great Reset. I don't know. Maybe that's part of the plan. I just don't know. But all of this to me seems as this has been a 2-3 year effort to get us to some point. Nancy Pelosi must have known. Mitch McConnell must have known. They must have known.
Yes, well, look, I went through all the reasons why, from a legal administrative point of view, what Barr is saying and what the Republican establishment is saying on behalf of Barr is impossible. Why this investigation must have been known to the Bidens years ago and why, in fact, it should have been disclosed. Now, let's just take what you've just said. If, and I repeat what I've always said in these kind of situations, if you truly and genuinely believe that the Democrats, the Republicans, and everybody in the media didn't really know that that Hunter Biden was under investigation, then I have a bridge to sell you. Everybody knew throughout the 2016 election. Remember the 2016 election? And right through Donald Trump's presidency, that he and his campaign were under investigation on the allegation, completely false allegation, by the way, that his campaign was in some way colluding with the Russians. We all knew about it. The US intelligence community in October 2016 published a statement, a public statement, that's in the run-up to the election itself, essentially insinuating as much. Everybody throughout the Washington establishment and the media knew about that fact. This information was being leaked everywhere. We knew that Donald Trump and his campaign were under investigation. Donald Trump was complaining that he had been put under surveillance. And you're going to tell me that nobody knew throughout this period that this much bigger, far more real investigation of Hunter Biden was not unknown, was unknown to everyone? It beggars belief. It is incredible. It makes no sense whatsoever. In Washington, things just don't work that way. And I'm going to say again, if we go back to the election, consider some other possibility. We had all those tech companies acting together to suppress the story, saying that, you know, it was being fact-checked, that there might be Russian disinformation involved. The FBI, the Justice Department, and Bill Barr all knew that wasn't true. They all knew that the tech companies and the media were acting together to suppress the story. They all knew that the tech companies were in effect, involving themselves in the election. And what did the Justice Department and the FBI do? They do nothing. In other words, they allow involvement by an outside party in the election to take place. If you sit back and do nothing whilst all that is going on, well, in effect, you're involving yourself or interfering yourself in the election too. Now, why did they keep it back until the election and then publicize it after the election? Well, I mean, I think we've discussed this many, many times. It suited everybody in the political system to get rid of Donald Trump. So nothing that might cause him to be re-elected was allowed to stand in the way. A consensus was reached. I mean, looking back, it's clear from the fact that an impeachment was launched way back in the summer of 2019, in connection with these allegations about Joe and Hunter Biden. It's clear that a decision was reached fairly early on that the Democratic Party did not have strong or convincing or likable candidates who could possibly win against Donald Trump head to head in an election. So they decided to go with Joe Biden, you know, who is a sort of amiable figure from the past, who could be sold as somebody who, you know, people might vote for. And of course, there was never any real intention, once Donald Trump was pushed out of the way, that this elderly man with, let's face it, issues, age issues, which are increasingly visible in the way that he talks and speaks, would be allowed to remain president for very long. So this is what it seems to me has happened. Joe Biden was presented to the American people by the entire Washington establishment as a viable candidate, despite the fact that the entire Washington establishment would have known that he was deeply compromised and that he was also somebody with advancing age issues. It was, frankly, extraordinarily cleverly done, but I think deeply unethical.
Yeah, I don't know if it was clever. Okay, it was cleverly done, but it looks like every establishment institution was in on it, from media to big tech to Republicans to Democrats. And finally, I mean, just to close out the video, I also think it would be impossible that the entire town of D.C., which I'm sure everyone knows what everyone else is up to, didn't know that Hunter Biden, Joe Biden, Jim Biden, and this CFC emissary chairman Dong is his name, as well as Chairman Yi, and all these guys weren't looking to get office space in Hudson West is the building, Hudson West. I mean, I'm sure everyone knew, and everyone's probably gossiping that the Bidens, along with this big Chinese energy firm, which is probably just a honey trap cutout. I mean, honey trap, not in the person. You can have a honey trap be a person, but I think in this case, this energy company was a honey trap entity. I'm sure all of DC knew that these guys were getting office space. So, I mean, this was all, I think we're getting to some sort of end game. What that end game is, I'm sure it involves Harris as president, but I don't know how further it goes. I suspect, and this is just, I'm putting on my tinfoil hat, say, for the sake of argument, because a lot of people are going to say that I'm probably a conspiracy theorist for saying this, but I'm sure a lot of what we're seeing with lockdowns and this thing that came from China, all this stuff, I'm sure is, I don't know, somehow it's all tied in the World Economic Forum. I don't know. I'm just throwing stuff out there. I still can't connect the dots yet, but there's something big on the horizon. And
well, indeed,
something big on the horizon. I'll leave it there.
Absolutely. Well, let's first of all begin with the first comment. I mean, I said it was cleverly done. I didn't say it was wise. There's a huge difference between being clever and being wise, given the already frayed trust across the United States in the proper functioning of the political system. Running a candidate who's clearly compromised and has aged issues, and who it is increasingly looking like is intended at some point to be shunted aside, is going to increase that mistrust even more. So yes, it's the sort of thing you can do cleverly, tactically, but of course, in the end, what it is going to do is it's going to increase cynicism and mistrust of the political establishment and of the political system. I mean, consistently, it seems to me, people in Washington underestimate the intelligence and the degree of understanding of what is going on of tens upon tens of people in the United States of America. The election, if it did nothing else, shows that 74 million people plus voted for Donald Trump, despite all the things that the establishment was saying about him, and despite all the things that they were doing about him. That is one thing. Secondly, I spoke about the fact that everybody in Washington of any importance must have known about this investigation. And I hold to that. Now, what Hunter Biden was up to, you know, before the investigation, that is another thing again. You're not going to, if you're going to tell me that the United States authorities, you know, with all their formidable investigative powers, were not aware of the things that the vice president's son was up to, the fact that he was traveling all around the world on Air Force Two, the fact that he was walking around, you know, going around Ukraine, meeting with strange oligarchs and getting bought, you know, onto boards of companies, the fact that he was receiving money from the wives of corrupt Russian oligarchs, and, you know, lots of other things as well, no doubt. You're going to tell me that the US authorities didn't know about all of this, and that the entire political system didn't know about this, everybody didn't know about this. Well, I'm sorry, I have yet another bridge to sell you. Everybody knew. It's not as if Hunter was actually trying to conceal it to any great extent. If you're trying to conceal things, you don't travel on Air Force Two. You don't have keys made and decide to share office space with people. He was operating, let's be frank about this, in plain sight. They all knew. They all knew what was going on, and they pretended otherwise. So what is the future agenda? Well, you know, I'm going to be straightforward. We've always said, we said even, you know, before we knew about this investigation, that Joe Biden didn't look as if he was going to be president very long. Kamala Harris was likely to become president at some point. If Kamala Harris becomes president, who is vice president? Just hold on to that thought. Who is going to be picked for the post of vice president? Might it be someone, just speculating now, this is pure speculation, might it be someone whose initials are HRC? Might it be someone else that we've heard of? Who would it be? It might be actually the most interesting appointment in recent American history.
We'll see. We'll find out where all of this leads us, or if all of this can be prevented somehow. And we'll see. We'll see how it plays out.
Well, indeed. Well, indeed. Absolutely.
Incredible. Incredible. I don't even want to say they're revelations, because we all knew about them. I think it's incredible that they are revealing them now.
Well, indeed. And that is enough to make many people cynical as well. I mean, if you read, if you go up and down, you know, media, if you read people like Greenwald, who realize that this is an important and big story, Glenn Greenwald, he is absolutely, you know, hopping mad. And he isn't an isolated figure. Lots of people who were told that this story about Hunter Biden and Joe Biden wasn't true, that there was no evidence whatsoever that they'd done anything wrong, that the whole stories about all of these things were Russian disinformation. Well, sooner or later, that stays with people. And as I said, it increases cynicism. And cynicism is often the first stage towards anger. I think that as this thing plays out, more and more people who voted in a certain way in the election are going to get increasingly angry.
Yeah, well, we'll see. We'll see how, like I said, we'll see how it plays out, and we'll leave it there. It's, I think there's two forces at work here. There's good and bad, and somehow all this China stuff also surfacing and all this stuff, it's not by coincidence. There's some end game here, and I think we'll do another video right now.
Yes,
we'll do another video on the leaked list of Chinese communist people who are strategically placed in the UK, the US, Australia, and other Western European or Western Alliance, say, countries. Mm. There's people trying to get out in front of this, and there's people who are trying to restructure the world, to restructure things. Like I said, I'm spitballing stuff here because, you know, we can all speculate. I have no idea what they're up to, but they're definitely up to something. They're definitely up to something. There's definitely a group of people that are trying to stop what they're up to. That's what I'm seeing.
I think I would just add something else, which is, of course, that if people are appointed to high office in the United States in a way that essentially goes round the election process, because they're not candidates for high office, I'm thinking of a potential vice president looking forward. Well, that goes to the root of how democracy and the Constitution are supposed to work. And I think that is an important thing people need to understand, because it also, again, points to the importance of these issues for the Constitution and for the democratic system in America.
All right, we'll leave it there. Alexander Berkers, thank you very much. Guys, PayPal, Patreon, Subscribestar, please donate to us, BitChute, Rumble, Odyssey, please check us out on those platforms as well, and the Durant Shop. Pick up some merch.
Indeed, absolutely. The Durant Shop. Here's my default mug at the moment, which is the one with the flag of the United States, but we have flags of many countries, like this one, which is, of course, a smaller mug with Greece, And we have lots of other products. You will see that I'm wearing a wonderful, comfortable, extraordinarily warm sweatshirt on this cold day. But we also have, of course, our great shirts, our great hoodies, our great hats, hats of every kind of variety, many also with flags. This one has the flag of France, for example. This one, different type of hat with the flag of the United Kingdom. So the people who buy our products are rapturous about their quality. You support the Duran by buying from our shop. And of course, you can support us by finding us on our other platforms, BitChute, Rumble, Odyssey, and by coming and supporting us on places like Subscribestar, PayPal, and Patreon. So please support us as you can, and also come to our next broadcast.
All right, Alexander McCurse, thank you very much. Take care, everybody.